This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama, the local business podcast featuring owners and managers, along with their incredible teams and tactics that make business successful.
Welcome to Businesses in Our Backyard, your local business podcast for East Central Alabama. I'm your host, David McCurley. Businesses in our are the lifeblood of everything we do. They shape how we work and they mold how we interact with people and create opportunities in our community. Today, I am blessed and also happy to have a great friend of mine, but also a business owner in Childersburg and in around the Coosa Valley, Mr. Ronnie Forbus. How you doing?
Doing good, David. It's good to be with you this morning. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, it's a great day. And of course, I want to talk a little bit about your business, Ronnie's Barber and Style Shop. Been in Childersburg now for over 30 years.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about that.
It's been wonderful. You know, sometimes it's hard to come into an area that you're new to. Been married to my wife for 32 years. And after the second year of marriage, I decided to come out of full-time employment with Sullivan Graphics and go into the barber business, of which my dad has been in for 60 years. And I've been there, had the struggles at the beginning, just like any new business would have. Took a couple of years, but finally got established. And it's been a blessing to our family for 30 years.
And, you know, I didn't realize your father, Eddie Forbus, had a business here in Sylacauga where he cut hair and now does it at his home in a little shop out in his front yard. People just kind of drive by or make an appointment with him. But 60 years and then yourself for over 30. And now you have the luxury of Brandon Forbus, your son, working in the shop with you. He has been cutting hair. This is hard for me to fathom. 13 years. You guys have got over 100 years experience, not just in cutting hair, but dealing with the public. You've got all different kinds of hairstyles we'll talk about, but talk a little bit about over 100 years of Forbus family being in the hairstyling business.
Well, you know, right here in Sylacauga, my dad began cutting hair part-time. Buddy Bearden, as a matter of fact, was his mentor and his teacher. He was right there on that little slice corner right behind Sylacauga High School is where Daddy started. And Daddy was working at Avondale Mills. And on Saturdays, he would go and spend time with Mr. Buddy and would cut hair there. And at age five, I started shining shoes in that shop.
Wow.
And it was there that the atmosphere of the barbershop became very familiar to me. And I did that. I probably shined shoes up until Daddy moved behind Sherwin Williams with Jimmy Bearden, as a matter of fact. And it eventually became Daddy's shop. And shined shoes there till I was 13. Then ventured into some grass cutting. And the whole time, you know, in being there, Daddy always told me if I ever wanted to learn, he would show me. But being the independent-minded young man that most young men are.
We all are.
Yeah. You know, decided I was going to try things my way for a while. And after making a mess of a lot of things, I finally remembered it dawned on me what he had told me he would do. And I called him up at about age 25, and I said, "Hey, is that invitation still good to teach me?" He said, "Sure is." So went down there and sat under his tutelage and learned from him. And then by that time, I was ready to open my own shop. It was a blessing. My wife's grandfather owned the building that has been a shop in Childersburg ever since Childersburg has been Childersburg.
Right.
And have been there ever since.
Well, and I know that it must be gratifying for you, for Brandon, who is a graduate of Samford University and Childersburg High School, right there in Childersburg. And, of course, he comes now and does work with you every day. And I can only imagine, I don't imagine, because doing a lot of sports things here KJ has grown up and done broadcasting with me, and I'll tell you, just to be honest with you, with a lot of sports, he's a lot better at it than I ever thought about being. He really is at age 23, but it must be a blessing having your son in there with you.
You know, it is, David. I started with him when he was 12. I told him, I said, Brandon, I said, when you get out of school every day, I said, I want you to come down there at the shop, and I'm going to teach you how to take care of yourself. You know, it's my responsibility as a father to mentor and make sure that when you leave my home, you're able to take care of yourself and supply your needs. He said, Daddy, I don't want to be a barber. And I said, well, what do you want to be? He said, I'm not really sure. I said, well, until you're sure, I said, you're going to be a barber. And he has been there ever since.
Well, and it's okay, because I was always taught by my dad, and my dad was an electrician, that if you can learn something with your hands and you are good with people, you will always have something to fall back on, even if you decide to go into industry somewhere, like you talked about with Sullivan Graphics. Quite frankly, that place is no longer in business, so by learning a trade of cutting, hey, you had something to fall back on, and it's good that we teach our kids that.
Exactly. You know, Brandon, he does have a degree from Samford University. He also has his barber's license as well. Mm-hmm. He's going into home inspections. He has also ventured into, you know, being a realtor and things of that nature. He has a multiple background of different things that he can do and that he knows. And I think that's very important in the survival. But he is he's that entrepreneurial-minded child,
right.
You know, young man. He's not a child anymore. But there is no doubt that the early mentoring in teaching him how to prosper, use his hands, use his mind to become anything that he wants to be. And that's what I've always told him his entire life. You can be and you can do anything that you want to do. But it's my duty, it's my job as a parent, as a father, to make sure you know what you can do until you find that you want to do.
That's absolutely right. We're going to talk more with Ronnie Forbus of Ronnie's Barber and Style Shop. When we come back on Businesses in Our Backyard, find out a little bit more about his business, what they do there. And, of course, we'll be back with Ronnie here in just a moment on Businesses in Our Backyard.
What is Radio Alabama? Radio Alabama is a leading communications organization committed to communities, commerce, and public service. Let Radio Alabama's team of professional media experts help deliver your message to your customers, clients, and even potential employees. Visit radioalabama.net/advertise to learn how you can harness the power of the Radio Alabama Media Network to grow your business, achieve greater success, earn more revenue, and drive more traffic through your doors. radioalabama.net/advertise. radioalabama.net/advertise.
This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast. Now back to the conversation.
Dave McCurley, Businesses in Our Backyard. We're talking with Ronnie Forbus of Ronnie's Barber and Style Shop in downtown Childersburg. And, of course, let's talk a little bit about the services that you provide for our city and our area. I say our city, you've been in Childersburg, like I said, for over 30 years, but you get people who come from a good bit of ways to have their hairstyle.
Yeah, it's a tri-county business. You know, a lot of business from Shelby County. It even goes into St. Clair County, on up into Jefferson County. Have a lot of folks that come that way. There are a lot of people who live in Jefferson County, St. Clair. They drive to Sylacauga. They drive to Childersburg to work. And so while they're in the area and in the neighborhood, they, you know, have found a place that they can come by when they get off work or before work and come in and get services.
And, of course, let's talk about a few of those services. Everybody knows you can get a haircut there, but tell us a little bit more about Ronnie's Style Shop and what they can, or some things that maybe one thing that you do that people don't know that you do.
Well, one of the biggest things is we try to keep up with the modern styles along with just basic barber things that we do as well. Barbering is much different from hairstyling. Mm-hmm. But if you're going to survive in this business, you've got to learn multiple techniques in order to, you know, stay in business. And being in business with Brannon, you know, we've got to generate enough business in order to be able to supply what two people employed there would need, you know, to provide their needs. So, you know, we do everything from fades to flat tops. We do mullets, of which those are not my favorite, but, you know, after a mullet, you still need a haircut. But, you know, but we try to do everything that we can to supply what somebody's looking for when they come in. You know, they're going to take their phones out and they're going to find a hairstyle, and you've got to be able to accommodate that customer to that hairstyle. And sometimes you have to tell them, say, I want you to realize that I can make your hair look like this, but it's probably going to be a chore for you to do it when you get home. So you need to make up your mind if this is what you really want, or if you want to just stay with your basic haircut.
Well, and I know also that you do beard trims, you do all kinds of grooming things, but you also provide a service for our retired citizens. They get a discount also. I know you have a lot of military, a lot of first responders that come in and get their haircut, and you treat them very well. I got to tell you, though, what is one part of your job that you like?
The biggest part is realizing that when these people come in, they have a need.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm able to meet and supply that need. It's about building friendships and relationships. You know, even being in ministry like I am, I'm able to minister to the needs spiritually that these people have as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you build relationships with these people, you become a part of their families. You marry their children. You bury their loved ones. You know, you get very intertwined with these people. It's a relationship of not just trust, but a relationship of love and caring.
And, of course, you and I are close in age, and you get to thinking about that retirement, of course. But with you, where do you see Ronnie's Barber and Style Shop maybe 10 years down the road? Will you still be doing this? Of course, your dad's been doing it for 60 years, and he's how old?
Daddy's 77.
Yeah, so where do you see your business maybe 5-10 years down the road?
5-10 years down the road, of course, you know, my desire is to watch my son take it and advance and move even further with it. But, you know, that's all up to him. Mm-hmm. You know, he's self-employed. You know, that's his business in that other chair over there. He's not working for me. You know, he's working for each and every customer that comes in the door. So, you know, right now while he's there, you know, he's building the relationships and he's building the trust factor, and he has his own set of clientele like I have mine. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we do have some folks that cross back and forth. So as to far as, you know, him, I can't answer for that. So I really don't know. But for myself, this is a business that I've watched many men in that you really never retire from.
Right.
You may slow down a little bit,
right,
but you never retire from. Somebody continually asked me all the time, well, what about your dad? When's he going to retire? I said, when Barry Curtis comes and gets him.
That's about the truth. Well, you know, I just know from a personal experience that you can go in Ronnie's Barber and Style Shop, which is right on 8th Avenue, right across the street from Buy-Ride Auto Parts in downtown Childersburg. You can get a haircut, beard trim, whatever you need with that line of work, Ronnie or Brannon can do it. And I promise you this, you're going to be in a Christian atmosphere where things are, you know, very pleasant. You've got comfortable places to sit if you have to wait. And I'll be honest with you now, real quick, before we get done, Brannon being with you, that's helped you in the fact that people don't have to wait as long.
Yeah, we're able to expedite services to people. You know, a usual regular haircut, you know, usually takes around 10 to 12 minutes. Some can be as long as 25, as according to what kind of style they're wearing. But it's a wholesome family atmosphere. There's no television. There's no big entertainment. It's like Floyd's.
Yeah. We go back to Mayberry. Go to Ronnie's Barber and Style Shop. Hey, thank you for coming in with me today. You know you're my brother, and I tell you what, but I have certainly enjoyed coming in your business for the last, 30 years. but it's going to keep going. I appreciate you joining me.
And we appreciate it, David. Thank you.
No problem. That is Ronnie Forbus of Ronnie's Barber and Style Shop. And thanks to him for coming in and joining us on Businesses in Our Backyard. And of course, you can join us each week as we continue to feature local businesses here on our podcast and in our area. Be sure to share this show with folks and let them listen and watch and give us a 5-star rating. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for watching and listening to the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama. The show is hosted by David McCurley and Rebecca Young, directed and edited by Michael Giddens. Michael Brannan serves as executive producer. Join us next time as we feature another great business and team making a difference in our community on Businesses in Our Backyard.